for the Farm Work Cooperative Grain Market Analysis, brought to you by Farm Work Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. And as we do every week, we're talking with Jalen Petig of Farm Work Cooperative. Jalen, of course, last week the markets were all over the place due to USDA numbers. This week we have the Pro Farmer Crop Tour. Are we seeing any market reaction?
Yeah, you know, like you mentioned, last week was a little busier, bigger swings in the market, unfortunately, mostly to the lower side. This week really has been pretty quiet overall. You know, we have had the crop tour going on since Monday, but, you know, the markets have made little adjustments, little swings throughout the day based on the numbers they're seeing and stuff like that, but really nothing earth-shattering or any big moves or anything like that. So maybe, we'll get the final numbers tonight, so we'll see if the market reacts one way or the other tomorrow. But really, you know, overall, the numbers we've seen from Pro Farmer have been pretty straightforward. Definitely lower yields overall, pretty much across the board, state by state. But, you know, USDA had lower yields straight across the board as well compared to last year. So, you know, the thing you really got to look for, compare apples to apples, see, you know, what's the percent change from last year for Pro Farmer? What's the percent change from last year for USDA? Or even if you want to look at three-year averages and stuff like that. And they're pretty close. You know, you started on Monday in South Dakota and Ohio. In Ohio, for example, you know, Pro Farmer had them down 14% year over year. USDA had them down 14% as well. So right, you know, exactly the same there as far as changes year over year. The one state that was a little, you know, probably the most different was South Dakota. Pro Farmer has them down 13%. USDA only has them down 3% year over year. But the rest of the states, quickly, Indiana down 11% year over year corn yield. USDA has them already down 12%. Nebraska, Pro Farmer down 4%. USDA has them down 3%. And then the big one yesterday of Illinois, 10 bushels off. Pro Farmer's at 171. USDA's at 181. So Pro Farmer's down 11% year over year. USDA's actually down 14% year over year, because last year Pro Farmer underestimated Illinois quite a bit compared to USDA's final yields. So as you can see, you know, there's not the bushel numbers, bushels per acre, the yields might be different, but percent change over last year, pretty close. We'll see. Today's a big day. We covered parts of western Iowa yesterday. And actually, a couple districts there were better than last year. So we'll see where the whole state ends up today. They're in eastern Iowa today. And then all of the southern half of Minnesota, really, today as well. They'll be coming through this Redwood Falls area and our trade area here. So it'll be interesting to see what they find, how variable it is, and how we're sitting compared to last year and compared to USDA at the end of the day.
So, Jalen, where are you seeing support and resistance this week?
December corn, you're looking at 393 would be the first spot I would watch. That would go up and fill that gap. And then 407 after that. If you're looking at November beans, $9 range, and then 919 after that. Corn markets very oversold right now if you look at technically the stochastics and things like that. Bean market more neutral. And I didn't mention bean numbers as well. You're seeing pod counts definitely lower and in some states considerably lower percentage-wise than what USDA's got yield change percentage-wise. But the thing you do have to remember with beans as well is, as of Sunday, 32% of the bean crop had yet to set pods. You know, if you look at state by state, 50% in Indiana, 46% in Ohio, 33% in Illinois, 29% in Iowa, and 41% in South Dakota, all yet to set pods as of Sunday. So when you're looking at those pod counts from the crop tour, you know, there's going to be more as we move throughout these next couple weeks. But, you know, at the same time, we're August 22nd right now. It's getting pretty late in the growing season as well. So it'll be interesting to see what the potential of those plants are that have yet to set pods.
And of course, Jalen, next week is the final full week of August. What are some of the things that you're going to be keeping an eye on?
Yeah, I think as we go into this, you know, next week, Pro Farmer tonight, we'll watch, see where the funds come out after the close tomorrow, where they're sitting, probably short corn now. I would imagine, after being long all summer long. Beans have been short, this whole time here, but probably a little shorter than we were. And then, we talk about it every week, but I think weather, again, we did get rains. We got rains in key areas over the past week. Here probably, I would say in the last week here, the crop probably got better over Iowa, Illinois, areas that needed rain, even here, the rain that came through here. But going forward, the one thing you got left is we need GDUs to finish, and you look at the next two-week forecast, well below average temperatures. We're going to be falling behind on GDUs if that forecast stays the same. And a lot of places really can't afford it right now. And I think if that happens, if you do fall behind on GDUs, the consequence of that or the effect of that is a frost scare or talk of frost would become more important. It would become more defined to the market. So we'll keep an eye on that and see if the temperatures can heat back up in future forecasts or if we're going to be pretty cool here the next week or two.
And we've been talking with Jalen Pitek. He is with Farmwood Cooperative. This has been the Farmwood Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Farmwood Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. Jalen, we'll talk next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Scott.